Page 50. The power.
To start with, there were the confident faces on the TV. Spokespeople from the CDC saying it was a virus, not very severe, most of the people recovered fine, and it just looked like young girls were electrocuting people with their hands. They'd separated the boys from the girls on the fifth day. It seemed obvious when they worked out the girls were doing it. Already there are parents telling their boys not to go out alone, not to stray too far. "Once you've seen it happen," says a grey-faced woman on TV, "no mum would let her boys out of her sight." Things couldn't stay closed forever. They reorganised. Boys-only buses took them safely to boys-only schools. They fell into it easily. You only had to see a few videos online for the fear to hit you in the throat. But for the girls, it has not been so simple. You cannot keep them from each other. Some of them are angry, and some of them are mean. And now the thing is out in the open, some are vying to prove their strength and skill. There have been injuries and accidents. One girl has been struck blind by another. The teachers are afraid. Television pundits are saying, "Lock them all up, maximum security." It is, as far as anyone can tell, all of the girls of about 15 years old. As near to all as makes no difference. They can't lock them all up. It makes no sense. Still, people are asking for it. Naomi Alderman, The Power, 2016.